This governor is not just one that talks the talk, she walks the walk. Please join me in welcoming the Honorable Michelle Lujanvi.
Over the past few months, I've been researching the oil and gas industry in New Mexico, which brought me to the 2021 Climate Summit in Santa Fe. Speaker of the House, Brian Egolf, brought together lawmakers and constituents to talk about new investment and policies in tackling climate change.
Her administration is pursuing aggressive rules on methane emissions, some of the toughest, if not the toughest in the country, to hold polluters accountable.
After years as a top emissions state, New Mexico is now rolling out strict new regulations that will force its lucrative oil and gas industry to reduce methane emissions.
We're a small state with some pretty interesting challenges. We are, in fact, leading the country at reducing our emissions and increasing our reliance on renewable energy.
Our team of reporters wanted to see those challenges firsthand. From Santa Fe, we traveled northwest into the heart of the San Juan Basin, one of the oldest oil and gas producing areas in the Southwest. Our time there helped us understand how transitioning an energy economy may be easier said than done. I'm Sarah Sawalski for the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism. Mike Eisenfeld is an activist in a natural gas city where he's lived for 26 years. He took us to the Glade Run Recreation Area north of downtown Farmington.
This is the site of one of the longest continuous mountain bike races in the country, and it's a beautiful area.
Emissions of methane and toxic chemicals here are palpable, thanks to leaks from gas wells and old equipment. In 2014, NASA scientists discovered a large methane cloud the size of Delaware hovering over this corner of the state. It was one of the highest concentrations of airborne methane in the nation.
Don't tell me that this is like, this industry is, you know, clean and benign and...
While those like Eisenfeld want to leave oil and gas behind, many others in Farmington are still tied to this industry. It's one that supplies about $2 billion in revenue to the state of New Mexico each year.
You know, people are just so consumed with this idea that it's the only economically viable thing for us is to sort of rely on fossil fuels. And we're trying to say that it's time to diversify our economy and transition. And the community is trying to re-identify itself.
George Sharp is a Farmington community member and 30-year investment manager for Marion Oil and Gas. Sharp made time for us while attending the San Juan Basin Energy Conference, which took place the same week as the Climate Summit in Santa Fe. Sharp says that Farmington's natural gas industry is an important part of the economy, but also part of the social fabric of the city.
The doctors, the teachers, the restaurant owners, their clientele is oil and gas, you know, and so there is nobody in this town that doesn't get some of their income from the oil and gas community.
The legacy of oil and gas in Farmington runs deep, but it's also gone through booms and busts that ripple throughout the state's economy. While the governor is looking to diversify, George Sharp says that could only go so far in cities like Farmington.
Here. So they're trying to push the outdoor industry a little bit, but you know, you only put so many river guides on the San Juan River, and they don't pay as well as someone out there, you know, running that coal plant.
Janie Chermak, chair of the economics department at the University of New Mexico, says that Farmington epitomizes the challenges facing any oil and gas town trying to get off fossil fuels.
It's beautiful, but does tourism really capture what they're going to be able to do? Those are small, isolated communities. And the problem is that it's difficult to figure out what should be the new economy for them. That's something that Farmington has been working on and that whole San Juan County area for many years. And you can't just say, we shut everything down and Farmington, bye-bye.
The city of Farmington, although still largely entrenched in the gas industry, will likely have to pivot as restrictions and shifts around its lucrative industry
so
unfold.
I think we do need to transition. I don't think we just keep going the status quo. But I think we need to open our eyes about that transition, realize that it's going to take longer than these mandates that they're making up, you know, and realize that it's going to take, you know, maybe a different path in the way they're headed.
Chermak says that given the state's reliance on oil and gas revenue, transitioning New Mexico's economy off fossil fuels may prove difficult. And some say that the governor is walking a fine line between pleasing the industry and protecting the environment.
Because I don't see a magic bullet to just say we can switch our energy use and our energy type overnight. That, I think, from an economic perspective, probably wouldn't be possible. And so, yeah, she may be trying to have it both ways, but that might be the only way to actually get the long-term goal.
Oil and gas companies will submit their first reports on how much natural gas they're capturing under the new rules by May 2022. The impact on the industry and local economies may start to become clearer after then. Reporting for the Howard Center for Investigative Journalism, I'm Sarah Sawalski. Rachel Stapholz produced this audio story, and Isabel Koyama and Jimmy Cloutier contributed to reporting.